What's up, guys? Let me roll my window a little bit. It's been a while since maybe not that long, since I've recorded a ramble. But yeah, I felt like recording one today. I just got done going to CVS because I needed to get more of those fake eyelashes because I'm a fake person. No, just kidding. I'm not that bad. Ooh, that truck needs to get his engine checked out. Anyways, I do have the windows down because it's really nice. I also grabbed some Big Reds because they were 2 for $3, and I have an addiction that I need to feed. Let me just see if I can, okay, if I can lock my phone, because I need to hold it in between my legs while I'm driving. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and leave CVS, and I'm hungry, so I am grabbing some Chick-fil-A for lunch. It's noon, or 5 past noon. I do have the radio on, and a while since I've been listening to my country. Let's see, I don't know where this camera is gonna go. Okay. Anyways, probably shouldn't do that too loud for y'all because I can barely hear it. I barely have it on. Oh my gosh, I hate this driveway. I can barely see. Okay. I should be able to go. And this people are flying by. Anyways, I'm driving to Chick-fil-A. I'm hungry. I haven't had Chick-fil-A in a while. They actually serve Chick-fil-A on the campus I went to, and since school's out, I haven't gotten anything. Forgot this thing continues. Now I can switch over and go home. But yeah, so there's gonna be some wind noise. I'll just roll my window up. It's not that big of a deal for me. Yeah, it rained yesterday. It was supposed to rain today. This morning, it looked awful. It looked like it was still going to rain. But then within, like, the past hour, all the clouds disappeared. Like, literally all the clouds, because now there's, like, hardly any. Which is awesome, because that means after I eat, I might be able to tan. Which makes me very happy, because I'm still really pale. Compared to, like, my younger siblings, I'm very pale. So that'll be nice. It's a nice day out. It's only about 80 degrees. I think the high might be like 85, 87. Don't know if it is in Celsius, so I'm sorry for y'all. But yeah, pretty nice. Because of the cold front, or cold weather that the rain brought in. So yeah, lots of fun for that. And I have these eyelashes that I can put on. The reason why, I know I'd mentioned on that Friday ramble, I think it was Friday, that I put them on. My other ones, oh my gosh, that person has a box on the front of their car. That sucks. I don't know if they know it's attached or not. Anyways, I need to get over it. The ones I put, like, it looked pretty and I got a lot of compliments, but they were a bit too ostentatious for me. Oh, I think I said that on Saturday's thing that I recorded. Maybe so. I don't know. So I bought smaller ones to put on, just because mainly I like the idea of not having to put on mascara, because mascara is what makes my eyes pop, I guess. And so with, like, thicker eyelashes, I don't really have a need for mascara, which is kind of nice, and it still looks very natural, without looking ostentatious and fake, I guess, even though they're fake eyelashes. Which I feel like still kind of makes me look bad, so I hope y'all aren't creating some sort of, like, negative view in your mind about, oh, she's very narcissistic and or whatever, because I'm not, but I try to accentuate, I think is the word, I think that's how I say it, my natural beauty. So yeah, also, so I found out yesterday one of my favorite restaurants closed. Sucks. Absolutely loved them. They were so good. And they closed. So now I can't get my Caesar salad from there anymore. But that's okay. I'll just have to get my Caesar salad elsewhere. I have a coupon from this place I like to eat at that serves, like, bowls and stuff. Ooh, Chick-fil-A is packed. Fuck. Which, I mean, it's new, and, like, I shouldn't be surprised, but, like, at the same time, I'm like, what? There's people going to Chick-fil-A? No way. That's fine, though. I'll see what I can do. I'll see. If I can't get around to drive through, I don't know what's gonna happen. Ooh, two people are leaving and there's a car in front of me. We are good, y'all. We are good. Oh my gosh, this truck that just, that's so funny, it's turning around. Sorry for singing that one. I can't sing words of shit. Suck at singing. Anyways, I'm gonna get food. Oh, I'm so happy. I think I'm gonna get their spicy chicken sandwich and fries that I haven't had in so long. Ooh, I'm gonna squeeze, but that's okay. I can squeeze, I'm just kidding. Enough. Anyways, I'm here. So it's probably not that long. I thought I was going to get drive-through, but the drive-through line is, like, out onto the feeder road. So I'm not doing that. I'm going to have to go inside and get my order. But luckily, I got a parking space, so it's meant to be. I'm meant to get my Chick-fil-A. And maybe I'll end it like this. Maybe I'll start rambling once I get back in the truck. We will see. If not, thanks for listening. Okay, so it will let me continue on the same tape. Oh my goodness, it was absolutely crazy in there. It was packed. This would be nice to start the truck. It was absolutely packed and insane inside. I actually had to wait for my order. They normally they're really fast. And they still were really fast. It's not that they weren't, but normally they are faster than they were. Person's backing up at the same time, so that's totally fine. So we are well. I need to back up a little more if you'll let me, babe. Okay. There we go. Yeah. Crazy. I wish I could have recorded inside, because then you would have heard all the craziness. But pretty sure that's illegal because it's recording people without them knowing. Not that, I mean, it's, like, that big of a deal, because it's Chick-fil-A, it's, like, oh my god, you're ordering food, whatever. I got their spicy chicken sandwich, no pickles, because I don't like pickles. I only have a lab! Sorry. This guy who's driving his truck, he had a lab. Anyways. I don't like the pickles they put on sandwiches. I'm really weird. The only pickles I like to eat are, sweet baby pickles. I don't know why, that's just all I like to eat, which I'm a really picky person, so, that doesn't help either, that I was allowed to eat only chicken nuggets and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for, like, the first 16 years of my life. which, I mean, I joke, but I really am really picky, and because of that, I'm really apprehensive when it comes to trying new food, and so I am very strong with my likes and dislikes. I actually didn't start eating, now, like, I ate stuff as a kid, obviously, that I don't remember, but then as I grew and my taste buds developed, I guess, and I decided to like it, my mom let me not like food instead of, like, forcing me to eat food, like most parents make their children. Which I know when I'm a parent and I have kids, I'm definitely going to force them to eat food they don't like in order to expand their taste buds because, like me, I'm so apprehensive when it comes to trying new food. It's ridiculous. I didn't start eating beef until I was, like, 16. I legit just ate chicken and, like, turkey, which even then, I'm really... really shaved turkey. I mean, I guess I like the turkey my aunt made for Thanksgiving and Christmas, but that's, like, the way she cooked it. Other than that, I'm really picky. I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like ham. The only form I eat ham in is, like, bacon. Which, even then, I like turkey bacon better. And pork skins, like, fried pork skins, like, the kind that are super bad for you and awful for you, but taste so good, especially when you get them from Fiesta, because they're so fresh. Those things, it's literally just, like, shredded pork skin fat. Like, it's so bad for you, but it's so good. So bad. so unhealthy. Anyways, that's what I like. But yeah. And all throughout middle school, for at least 6th and 7th grade, I took my lunch every day and only ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Every day. I had no problem with it. It was totally fine with me. And I'm one of those people that when I make a PB&J, I like it to be, like, extra thick with peanut butter and jelly. I'm not one of those people that, like, barely puts any on, like my mom and siblings eat. I'm like, no, lather it up. Like, when you take a bite, the jelly needs to be coming, like, falling out of your sandwich. Like, it needs to be good. I also eat the crust. It's so funny. Because now I really like the crust of sandwiches. Like, I eat bread ends. That's totally fine with me. Like, on a sandwich. Not, like, by themselves. That's weird. But my siblings still don't. So, I eat the crust of their bread. And I joke because, like, they're all in school and my parents work and stuff during the day. And so... oh, I have to sneeze. Oh my gosh. Okay. Sorry. I hate sneezing while I'm driving because I'm really weird when I sneeze. I'm not going to get into that story. Anyways, I hope it didn't sound weird because I sneeze, like, right on my phone. Whatever. Ooh, somebody ran the stop sign, got pulled over. That's why you stop, stupid. The cops in my neighborhood are so, like, on top of the stop sign game. Like, legit. I just said legit. Wow. Anyways. Gotta make a complete stop every time, people. Every time. Also, like, you have to be careful because the speed limit changes in my neighborhood. So, gotta watch out for that, too. Anyways, I'm almost home. Chick-fil-A isn't that far from my house. Plus, I got on the highway, so drove faster. Covered more ground faster. I don't know why I said it like that. It's so weird, I swear. I'm kind of tired. Nah, but I'm really hungry. Oh, I forgot to say. Oh, yes, I got a spicy chicken sandwich. Don't know. Pickles. Oh, that's how I got for that tangent. Ah, this is why it's called a ramble, because I literally just, like, forget what I'm talking about. Anyways, got a spicy chicken sandwich, got some Chick-fil-A nuggets and fries, and a cherry Coke. Now, why did you get so much food, Bondi? Because I'm hungry. no, I'm actually really hungry, but I'm going to break it up into at least two meals. So I'm having to break up my treat, as always. But I ate breakfast over 6 hours ago, so I am starving. Normally I eat more, like, so I eat breakfast around 5:30, and then I would normally eat again, but I didn't because I was busy. I can just talk while, oh, I can put this in my purse because I have room for it. So I need to get my keys out to open the house. Anyways. Sorry, I'm gonna switch everything up. It feels so amazing outside, you guys. Oh, crap. Wait a second. Sorry. The console of my truck is, like, the top is broken, so I have a string tied around it to keep it closed. Otherwise, it just hangs open. It looks really bad. Yeah, I got so much food because I'm hungry. And I'm still gonna end up breaking it up because it's 12 o'clock now, so I'll probably eat my sandwich now. And then, before I go to work, I'll eat my sandwich and fries. And then, oh, there's a newspaper I need to grab. Okay. Yeah, sandwich and fries, and then before I go to work, I'll probably eat some nuggets. Like a few, maybe. We'll see. I also eat really slow when I eat big meals like this. Big meals. It's a sandwich and fries, but like, I take forever. I'm also gonna be finishing The Bachelor because rewatching The Bachelor. I watched it when it aired, but that obviously that was a few months ago. And The Bachelorette started last night. And so I know y'all are whiny babies. Let me let my dogs out. I fed them before I left, so eager to go outside. And that's a bell I have on my back door. I'm gonna open up my blinds. Because when they're out, they know to ring the bell to know that, let me know that they need to go outside. And they're upset because my neighbor's dog is out and they want to fight her. But I currently have our patio chairs blocking that half of the backyard so they can't run over into the fence and fight, because my neighbor recently found out her daughter is allergic to their dog's butt. And I understand it's hard, don't want to get rid of your dogs, but her dogs are awful. I hate her dogs. All they do is try to fight with mine. And so it's very annoying and frustrating for me. And Jenna is watching me at the door. She knows I got food. Not that I'm gonna let her eat in me. No. But that's fine. I need to fill up their water bowl. It's empty. But yeah, so they found out that they're allergic. So she's been keeping her dogs outside a lot. And like really late at night, and they bark at nothing, and it's really annoying and frustrating for me. So that's why I have the patio chairs set up, so my dogs can't go over and fight, because I'm tired of having to go outside and yell at my dogs. And like, her dogs are so bad. Her one dog is really the bad one. It breaks our fence boards. It's very annoying because that's like our fence boards that I'm having to go out there and replace. But it's kind of like, and it's like, yeah, I should go to her and be like, hey, your dog's the one who's breaking these. But at the same time, it's kind of unneighborly and rude, and I know I wouldn't say it that nicely. Oh, Jake's still going to the bathroom. We're just gonna leave him out there. Does Jenna want a treat? I need to bake more for y'all. Sit. Good girl. I wonder if y'all hear her do her tricks. She's trying to wave. Jenna. Whisper. Good girl. Jenna, sit. Sit. Speak. Speak. No, that's whispering. Speak. Jenna. Speak. That's close enough. She knows how to whisper really well. Ah, I have a splinter in my foot. What the heck? Sorry, I have a rug by the back door. And obviously they bring in grass and like, I don't know, splinters apparently. Just went in my foot when I stepped on it. That really, really hurt. Jake knows lots of tricks. He's really smart. He's a mama's boy, so he's always eager to please me. Jenna's a stubborn ass. She doesn't like to listen to me ever. Ever. No. She's so bad. So bad. She's gotten better over the years, though, but she's so stubborn. So stubborn. And, like, obviously, y'all heard, I was telling her to speak, and she wasn't wanting to speak to me. But, like, any other time, she wants to bark at me all the time. Whereas Jake knows, sit. He knows, up. He knows bow, and he knows spin, and I accidentally threw the treat, so he got it. Jenna's gonna run around with her toy, but yeah. He also knows, so that was spin, he knows shake, both hands, he knows wave, how to wave with his paw, he knows down, obviously. He does not know how to speak, though, because he doesn't like to bark unless provoked. So it's really hard for me to get him to bark. I have to, like, ring the doorbell. It's also hard to... they're going fast, like, to train your dog to speak, because you obviously have to provoke them to bark in order for them to learn what speak means. And then once they know what speak means, then you can teach them to be quiet, or like Jenna and I taught to whisper. But it's hard when I have two dogs who have such issues with separation, so it's really hard for me to separate them. But then when I do the doorbell, which provokes them because they obviously know that means a stranger is at our house, Jenna will start barking, and she's very hard to control. She's not very good with learning quiet. No, she's not. Anyways, I'm gonna take my food and I have this cherry Coke. I think I want Big Red for my spicy sandwich. I think that's what I want. So I will put my other Big Red, my cherry Coke, and my chicken nuggets in the fridge, and I will get ketchup because I love ketchup because I'm gross. Chicken nuggets and ketchup is basically what I got my nutrients from as a child. Like, I'm not even kidding. That's all I ate. Like, it's ridiculous, you guys, ridiculous. And that's why I'm like, when I have kids, I'm not letting them be that picky. That's stupid. Oh, so like I was saying, y'all, I didn't start eating beef until I was like 16, which, like, steak I like now, but I don't like to order it because it's expensive, so I'm good. I don't usually order it that much. Sometimes I get it, though, like when we go to Texas Roadhouse or this other place. But, like, burgers, the only place I eat hamburgers at is Whataburger. Whataburger. It's the only place I eat beef burgers at. I like turkey burgers a lot. I get turkey burgers at, like, Fuddruckers. This other place I went to, I liked them. And, like, I love Smashburger, if y'all have ever heard of that place. Love Smashburger, but I always get their grilled chicken build-your-own sandwich. And it's so funny, because whenever I order it, like, you know how when your receipt prints out, and it's, like, your specifications, like, it lists out on the receipt? Because of mine, it always, I don't know why, and, like, I joke about it all the time, but every time on the receipt, it prints out a bunch of question marks. And I'm always like, what the fuck is this girl eating? I always get, it's grilled chicken with their cheddar cheese and barbecue sauce and spinach and lettuce. And that's it. And then I dip it in ketchup. Because I love ketchup. Because I'm gross. I don't know why I like ketchup so much. I just do. It's an addiction, I guess. I'm not going to be able to dip my sandwich in there. I'm trying to find a thing to put my ketchup in. I can use this. Sorry. My collection of Tupperware. Yeah. And then I'm gonna go upstairs and watch The Bachelor. I only have a few episodes left. Obviously The Bachelor started last night, which I was watching, super excited about. Jenna, you cannot eat soy sauce. Leave it alone. Sorry, I'm just trying to leak the container because I have the fridge open. I have too much stuff in my fridge. Anyways. Oh, this morning. So lately what I've been eating for breakfast, because it's too early for me to cook anything because my family's asleep and whatever and I'm not cooking for them, is milk and Pop-Tarts, a full glass of milk and Pop-Tarts. And this morning, I spilled my milk on my keyboard on my laptop. And luckily, I think it was just on my speakers, and I flipped my laptop over enough, or flipped my laptop fast enough that it's okay. But still, I'm, like, low-key waiting for my laptop to shut off and not turn back on. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Hopefully that doesn't happen, because that would absolutely suck ass. But whatever. We are going to go upstairs, and I'm going to let my puppies come with me today because it's a chill day. This kid is so excited. So excited. So excited. I cannot have ketchup. No. But, like, I have to close my door because I like to wander around, which is not good at all. Anyways, I need to get my tray, set my food on, and stuff. Let me turn my fan on. Hi. And leave it alone. Close my dresser drawer that I left open. They like to walk on my laptop, which I have to be, like, really careful because Jenna does it a lot because she's not paying attention. You know, dogs don't have conception of that, like, at all. So, anyways, I think I'm going to end the scramble here. Like I said, just gonna be chilling, eating, watching The Bachelor, and that's about it. So yeah, thanks for listening. That's my afternoon.